Ministers Nairn and Abetz, Members of Parliament, fellow attendees at this forum. There was a time, say the 1950s, when big bushfires seemed to come around every 7 years. These days, we have an annual serious fire season. There are many contributing reasons: climate, such as drought, as well as population infrastructure growth at the bush-urban interface. The cost, economic and environmental, to say nothing of loss of and injury to human life, is a very serious problem. The Bushfire CRC is at the midpoint of its seven-year term. From here on in, it is a matter of delivering the results of research in a usable form to those tasked with managing the landscape and fire when, not if, it comes. The Bushfire CRC agreement with the Commonwealth, formulated in 2002 and 2003, has stood the test of time remarkably well. With the elapse of time, however, additional issues have come to light which we cannot ignore on limited budget grounds. Some have attracted additional funding, some have not. We are squeezing the research dollars, but it is very tight. There is a risk some research opportunities will not be taken up. In 2003, we understood the connection between bushfire and damage to the environment. I'm not sure we fully appreciated then the degree of this. We do now, because of frequent emphatic reminders during mega fires. To choose just one and very recent example, December, January last, when 1 million hectares of bush was lost to fire in Victoria, with all the attendant tragic outcomes, Melbourne's water supply from the Thompson catchment was under severe threat. We have the opportunity today to learn more about the complexities of bushfire management. And to get us started, I invite the Honourable Gary Nairn, Special Minister of State, to address us.